Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Oh, Comcast. Oh, Comcast. We love you. Anyway, how you doing? How's your morning going? I hope it's going great. Hey, everybody. It's the Mike O'Mara Show for a fabulous Tuesday. Yes, that's right. It's been 7 days since Election Day.
Mike, it's anybody? A new day since last Tuesday.
It is.
No, it ain't. Anyway, how's everybody doing? Everybody
great.
Having a good day
good.
So far?
Yeah. Had a great evening. Having a great morning.
You had a great morning. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Me too. We've got a great show planned for you, and one way to start that is to bring in one of our newest interns to the fold here. And
Dave O'Brien.
Now, last week you may have remembered on the show that it was last week, right, Rob? Was it
yes.
last week?
What was the last day you were in, Dan? Was it Thursday?
Friday
it was.
Dan was in Friday, and Rob discovered a fabulous jingle for Dan O'Brien. Let's listen to that again,
Dan O'Brien.
There it is. And that jingle was something that, we love jingles on the Mike O'Mara
Show. Adore them.
We love our own jingles, and we were excited about having a jingle for Dan O'Brien, but here's the
thing. Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien did not seem to be that excited.
No, as a matter of fact, he seemed, it's hard to read a guy, especially if you've just met him.
Right.
But he seemed a little put off by it.
He seemed put off, and he seemed to have a little attitude about it.
Yeah, and that's not what we want.
Dan O'Brien.
I mean, if you've got radio in your blood like I do,
yes.
You hear your name in a sing jingle, and you just feel like you're king of the world.
Dan
Come on, now.
O'Brien.
And we're talking a big 3-track, 7-voice sing. That's the real deal.
Yes, Oscar.
Dan is indicative of what's wrong.
You
with,
turn Oscar up
yes,
for me
please,
a little bit. Just
so I can
bit.
Talk.
Thank God.
Dan is indicative of what is wrong in this country, Mike. The millennials,
yes.
He probably already had a jingle for himself at his college radio station.
Otherwise referred to as those who let me down.
Yes.
Yes,
so,
those who
so
let me down.
Hearing a jingle is like, oh, I got one of these in sophomore year when I was at GMU.
That's
no
right.
No big deal. Why don't you care, Dan O'Brien?
Huh, no pressure. It's not that I don't care. I just didn't know how to react when I first heard it.
Were
I
you
was
embarrassed. Was it embarrassing?
No, honestly, I wasn't embarrassed. I just didn't know how to react to it. You know, I wasn't.
What thoughts went through your mind, son?
I was thinking, I can't believe I have a jingle.
Well,
okay.
You don't.
Oh,
we
now,
do
see, now,
for
hold on,
you.
No, hold on a second. That's good. That's a good answer to
right.
me. That's indicating that maybe he was thrilled to a certain
but
extent.
But the room, Mike, thought he felt like, I can't believe I have another jingle.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
he
was just so matter-of-fact and nonchalant about it.
Do you celebrate Christmas in your house?
Hold on. Dan, Rob.
Let Mike talk.
Rob is like, it's like raw meat. When we absolutely, it's the only time he's assertive. When we have an intern that's being attacked, that's when he gets excited.
And I wonder where that comes from.
You will sit in meetings that determine our future, and silence will be the day. But when it's an intern that's on the slab, you have to be held with a leash. You have to be pulled back like I pull Beluga back from sniffing a urine-covered bush.
I have
anyway.
A weird past, Mike, a weird past.
The thing about it, Dan, is when you reacted, it's like we thought we had a great gift for you, and then when we didn't see the immediate reaction, we kind of were put off. But I can understand that you were, well, maybe you were even so taken aback and so speechless with excitement that that you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
O'Brien.
I'm not going to be able to talk at all today, all right?
Talk right into the mic, son.
Yes.
Okay,
right
okay. Is this better? Is this
yes,
better?
Yes,
yes. Okay. No, honestly, I didn't know how to react because I wasn't expecting it, and I really, like, you know, no sarcasm, no joking around. I really am grateful for that because, you know, I've never had a jingle despite what WGMU and all that stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
You never had one before. And listen to that wonderful.
You guys are my first. You guys are my first.
Who are the producers of that jingle?
That is a Jam Creative Productions
jingle.
And I believe from the logo set package, one of the classic packages of all time.
Yes.
Really, it's beautiful. It's a top-notch shingle.
Let's hear it once again. Dan O'Brien. There it is.
It's like doesn't original hardwood floors in an 1800s house. Mm. Those voices are probably dead.
Yes.
Well, they Dan, are. I'll That's tell you something.
They don't make them anymore.
Even though you've made it right with me, and I'm fine with it right now because I know you're thrilled to have your own jingle and you've communicated that to all of our listeners, there's still a punishment required based on the fact that you did not react properly the first time. And you were tasked, Rob Spiewak, he was tasked with something over the weekend, was he not?
He was, and he asked a lot of questions, and I'm curious to see the result. We talked about the fact that people sometimes in our crazy neighborhood don't even know we're here.
D.C., Northwest,
yeah,
Glover Park.
Right here in Glover Park, sort of the Brooklyn of Washington, D.C.
The Brooklyn.
Sure is.
Yeah.
And it's been gentrified just like Brooklyn.
And so what we said is we need signage, and we needed signage fast.
Right.
So what we did is, and you say this is a punishment. I think this is a celebration of Dan O'Brien. We tasked him with making a sign where he can go out and be almost like a sign spinner for like a new dry cleaner.
Or a Quiznos.
Yeah, or a new real estate development.
Yes.
And we thought it'd be a great idea to have that sign, and then somebody brought up the fact that he ought to make his own sign.
Exactly. I believe that might have been me, but I don't remember.
That was you. So, Dan O'Brien, did you make a sign over the weekend?
Yes, I did. Now, I do want to preface this by saying I'm not artistic. I'm not that good at... You know, being able
to. You can stop there.
That's right, Name Barry.
That's fine. We get it. Bring your sign
yes,
in.
Thank you.
Bring your sign.
Get your
sign.
I already have it.
Okay.
Hold it up to the camera.
Yeah, you can hold it up to
this
the camera.
This is disgusting.
No, hold it up a little higher, please.
A little higher, higher.
That's okay.
Look at the back. Look at the back, Mike.
Let
look
me see
at the back.
Back.
Okay, I have not seen the back until this very moment.
Let me see the back.
What's the problem with the back, Mike? What's
it's
the problem with the back?
It's not MikeOShow.com, you moron. I mean, I don't mind the bad childlike lettering.
It's called MikeOShow.com.
That is
it's not MikeOShow.com, you nad. It's the Mike O'Mara. It's MikeOMaraShow.com. I feel like I'm back at the Cocoonville social party trying to get the old people to put the numbers into the phone.
Hold on.
The letters.
Some clarification.
That is our SEO-friendly URL. It's
okay.
The easy...
So it's a shortcut.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
This is what
I don't want the friendly. I want the way
they
the show is
his
sold.
Name, Pony.
I know, but I want people to see it and remember it and know how to spell it.
Mike Osho.
Oh, no, hold on. Osho
is
a lot
easier.
God damn you guys sometimes when everybody's talking. Let me get a little information here, okay? This is important. I have to say, are you telling me that after all these years of telling people, yeah, you want to find us online, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, and I have to spell out O-M-E-A-R-A, which people, by the way, everybody, to an individual, to a person, goes, O-M-Y-Z. No, O-M-E-A-R-A. You mean O-M-R-R? No, O-M. Washington Post reporters haven't been able to do that. I've been called Mike O'Maria with a Y, Mike O'Mira with an E. Are you telling me this whole time we could be marketing the show as MikeOShow.com?
Yeah, I got us that URL a couple months ago.
Yeah, we've been fighting for it, Mike. We've been actually looking for better URLs.
Are you telling me the truth?
Hand to God.
Yep.
MikeOShow.com.
Yep. We also own MyTMOS.com. We've been trying to hunt down TMOS.com. We're trying
so
to
we own it now, MikeOShow.com?
Yes.
Well, I think we shorten it. What do you think?
I think we do anything that helps people find the show.
Yes.
But
yes.
I know that, but I mean, and we've certainly branded ourselves with our incredible advertising budget, MikeOMaraShow.com. But if it's MikeOShow.com,
yes.
So that's MikeO.com. My MikeOShow.com.
Yes. Yep. Or do you like MyTMOS.com?
Now you're making me think. Now you're making me like on the air with the pressure,
Mike,
of making a really big. This is which
I
is difficult. Whether Donald Trump picks Rudy Giuliani to be Secretary of State or whether.
Well, this directly affects us right now in our bottom line.
I like Mike O'Sho. I like Mike O'Sho.
But my TMOS is much shorter.
I think we go out to the peeps.
The
I think
peeps?
We go out to the peeps. Yeah, let them vote.
Put a
let
poll
vote.
On the site right now,
all
Pony.
Right.
Put a
you
poll
got
up on
it.
The site. We will make the determination whether we switch it to MikeOShow.com and or
MyTMOS.com.
MyTMOS is, that's the one.
It just rolls off the tongue.
MyTMOS.com.
Yes.
And it does reinforce our that branding, the TMOS branding, yes.
Someone buy us TMOS.com. It's 10K surprises for the holidays.
Is it really that a TMOS?
Oh, yeah. Mike, we have been working. There was a chemical company.
Does somebody have it?
They owned it, and now they're selling it.
But those bastards.
But a chemical company owned it before us, so they weren't really squatting. It's before our show was even formed.
Boy, you know, but I like MikeOShow.com.
It is. It, you, your name is Mike.
And it rhymes. It rhymes.
Yeah, Mike O Show.
I'm torn. I'm going to let the listeners. I'm going to let the listeners like kind of determine this. I like them both. Like them both, and I'd be happy with both. Rob, what do you, I mean, I'm curious. What do you think?
I like. They both have their strong suits, and I'll tell you how I feel.
They really do.
Mike
really,
O Show. Really it reinforces your name because you know that it, you're a heritage disc jockey. You hate when I say it,
he's
but
the
it's
cornerstone
true.
Of this business.
But Mike O Show also rhymes.
Right.
All right. My TMOS. I'm just going to steamroller. My TMOS is good because it reinforces that TMOS branding that is such a big part of everything we do. But when you want to talk about instant recognizability, my gut, which is formidable, says MikeOShow.com.
What about this?
Can I just interrupt for a second, Oscar? I think if I tell people that have never, that know me, and I'm having a conversation with them, and I say, oh, it's MikeOShow.com. People know I'm O'Mara. Here's where the difficulty gets in. The difficulty is with M-E-A-R-A. It's always been hard. Mm-hmm. It's always been challenging for people.
It's a world beater.
But if they know me, it's Mike O. Just call me Mike O.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I've been called Mikey O before. I go, hey, Mike O. You know?
There's some success in the past, if you think about it. There's a famous website, not safe for work, Mike in Brazil, and nobody confuses him, ever.
Mike in Brazil. I'm going to
write that down.
Pony, I had no idea that I thought that was a big mistake, and that's actually, if you put in, let me do it, Mike O Show. There it is.
Yep.
There
it's like magic, Mike.
Yeah.
It's so
oh my
much
god,
easier.
MagicMikeShow.com.
Magic Mike.
That's a great idea.
Why are you choosing to confuse it? Why are you doing that to me? You're killing me. All right, O'Brien, I need you to get out on the street.
O'Brien.
All right,
get
thank
out
you
on
for
that.
Me.
And by the way, like all shows, that jingle is so loud compared to what I'm hearing from you guys right now. It's like Dan O'Brien. You love the sounds and the jingles, don't you?
Jingle jangle, Mike.
I do like my sounds, Mike.
Do you
like
mind you if I send Diego out as well for some video for our social media?
Facebook it live.
Do you have? I know most sign guys don't really talk. They just flip the sign. Do you have a jingle or a patter that you'll be saying on
I
the corner?
I think if he has patter, I've seen the people on that corner. If he has patter, he might get killed.
Okay.
I think if he just stands there.
I think I know what his patter is going to be. It's going to be, can I have my wallet back?
Please. His patter will be, please don't hurt me.
Not so hard. Right.
I think it's fantastic.
Right, Diego, go take a few pictures with my phone if you don't mind, right?
How about some video? Can we get some video?
Video as well.
And listen, okay, you might think you're just going down to the street and going down to the street corner. No, you're not. This is the wild thing now because I have been torturing interns for many, many years. And by the way, Dan O'Brien, this is not torture.
No, this is an opportunity,
actually
quite Mike.
Easy. There is a restaurant that Oscar and I like to go to occasionally. Oscar frequents this place. It's where John F. Kennedy proposed to Jackie.
Oh, nice pull, Mike.
It's called Martin's Tavern.
Yes.
And that is your destination. You are going to walk down to Martin's Tavern, and you are going to walk back here.
You're going to go with
Diego. And periodically, every block or so, take a little breather and stop. Then you're going to get on the other side of the street. And you're going to be
facing traffic,
and you're going to walk back up. And that's going to be a little more problematic. Physical fitness level. I don't see Dan O'Brien, and I'm not sure.
No, Dan's fit. He's fit.
He's got it together, I think, yeah.
All right. Diego, you got you up for this task?
Diego loves to walk. My people love to walk, Mike.
That's awesome.
I don't like to walk, but I'll do it.
You know what? We got a limited amount of time. You probably won't be back here by the end of the show, but go to it.
Take your time.
Are we okay to do that, Pony, with Diego running the camera?
We're fine.
All right, very good. Let's get out.
Get
out of here.
Go.
Next test.
By the way,
we've got keep your phone on. We might call you.
Yeah.
By the way, some professional signage with Mike O. Or whatever we finally
working
decide.
On it, Mike. Working on it as we
professional,
speak.
Professional for and you know what? I think once a week we pick the every week one of the interns screws something up. Right?
Somebody's got to walk the line, Mike.
Yeah. Somebody's got to walk the line. I think that and that'll be a standard intern task for. Oh, that was a nice snarky comment. And we'll let the interns participate in the show more.
Yep.
And when they say something foolish, we'll say, hey, that's walking the line. The line will be
take the
Oscar,
sign off the wall and
Oscar,
walk.
I did it from that Georgetown Holiday Inn. I did it to Martin's Tavern, and I did it back.
Yeah.
That is not too much of a walk.
No, these millennials are used to driving.
Mike,
you
know, this
that's
really
quarter of a mile walk, probably, something like
that? It's an exact mile to M Street from here.
Oh, 2 miles. So it's much less than that. You got
back and forth. So back and forth. You got half a mile. It's a mile up and down. Yes.
Easy peasy. Yeah, no problem.
And it might end up saving Rob Ford's life.
Oh, my God. Oh, sweaty, Rob
has already tasked an intern with that job. You know what? For all of his previous offenses.
Yes.
When he gets back in the studio. By the way, is he popping into the studio now?
More often, yes. Yeah. We actually have a theory on it.
An off-air theory.
We can't talk about it
all. No, it's really not.
You are so cruel to him. You are so cruel. You love the idea of him walking up Wisconsin.
I'm thinking that for all the stuff he's done in the past, he might want to walk to the monument.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Where are we going?
I don't know, but I don't like the looks of that tunnel up there.
Hey, Wonka, I want off!
Round the world and home again. That's the sailor's way.
I don't like this ride, buddy.
Wonka, do me a favor. Tell those people to stop paddling from there.
We're going too fast. We're going to sink. I know. Come on, let me stop the boat.
Faster.
Hang on, darling. Just close your eyes and hang on tight.
This isn't funny, Wonka!
You can't possibly see where you're going, Wonka!
You're right. I can't.
Boy, what a great series this would make.
Wonka!
This is kind of strange.
Yeah, strange, Charlie, but it's fun.
This is terrific.
I'm going to get off the boat, Wonka!
I think I'm going to be sick.
I can take a joke, but this has gone too far. Tell our little guy to turn us around, Wonka!
Now I am going to be sick.
There's no earthly way of knowing
He's singing.
Which direction we are going. There's no knowing where we're rowing, or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. Are the fires of hell a-glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing!
Does he go far enough?
Quite right, sir.
Stop the boat!
We're there.
Where?
Here. A small step for mankind, but a giant step for us.
All ashore!
Get me off this crate!
Now, why don't they show stuff like that on TV?
I don't know.
What a nightmare.
Daddy, I do not want a boat like this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, the best of O'Mara.
So, what's the deal up there? I have been trying to get information, but the way I understand with the weather in D.C. is that on Friday, it was hype.
Absolutely.
And then on Saturday, it was hype. Then Sunday, hype. And then as late in the day Sunday, they realized they're crestfallen.
Well, they can't
Howard
call
Bernstein
it
right now. It's a day of very sad.
Yeah, they can't call it
Bernstein.
They cannot call it snow because we're not going to have any accumulation to speak of this morning. So now they're calling it a weather event.
But it's not for DC.
It's not because we're two states away from people that are going to have a weather event.
And meanwhile, in New York City,
Is it true
what they're saying that this may be the storm of the century in New York City?
Both, I think the European model, who by the way is really hot, the European model and the United States model are both pointing to, and I believe in excess of 20 inches.
Yeah, man, it's wild. My brother said that he is actually staying at the hospital And he lives maybe
in Boston.
Yeah, he lives three blocks from the hospital.
And he's going to stay there?
He's going to stay there.
Well, as a matter of fact, just for, you know, the fact that for argument's sake, and because we like to be topical and timely on this show, let's take a quick look at the European model. As you see here, wow, that to me looks like a tremendous amount of snow.
Yes.
And I guess New York City's going to get whacked, and Boston is going to get whacked.
The only difference between the American and the European model is the European model has hair under her arms.
Is there more than one? Rob, is there more than one European model?
Yes, there's several of them.
Oh, there are. Okay,
French one.
Okay.
From the National Weather Service of France.
Bring in the other European model.
Okay, please.
Okay, there it is. Take a look at that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No divergence from that. They usually are different, right?
They are. That's, they're very the different. I think there's a third one.
Yes, there's a third one over here. Can you bring in the Scottish one, please? Thank you. I don't get a chance to play all these very often, but now I do that.
And that's from the Glasgow Weather Service.
This right there. This is terrific. I like that.
Are there any others?
There's the Irish model.
Of course.
There it is. All right. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
But they're all pointing towards snow.
Is there an Eastern European model? Yes, there is.
Oh, really? Him? I didn't think it'd be him.
There it is. There it is for all of you right now. Thank you very much. All right.
They were doing everything they could this morning, Mike, to just hold on to the last shred of hype. And yes, by the way, Loudoun County caught a break because today is a teacher work day, so they didn't have to even deal with the thought of closing schools. They were out of they were totally out of this. But what the last piece of hype they said, they had the
another in my opinion, really just for middle school and elementary school,
right?
And I guess I'll take high school out of the equation, but a teacher work day. I mean, it's just, I understand.
Or sometimes they call it a planning day.
I mean, it's just to be, you know, we all come from this system. And look at our country now. You know, isn't that basically an excuse to F off?
I thought it was supposed to snow tonight, though.
The snow is coming. There's going to be more tonight.
Another band, Mike.
It's going to get cooler. It's going to get cooler. Okay. But what they really wanted this morning to be something. So they had the girl.
Isn't that something?
They wanted the girl on Channel 4 that looks like she's 12 years old.
Yes.
They had
Amelia.
Yeah, Amelia Siegel, right? Mm-hmm. They had her driving around.
She's okay. Okay, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She's all right.
She's grown up, Mike.
So she's driving around.
Now, Oscar, hold on. I want to stop, Oscar. Is that good or bad, Oscar?
No, that's great. It's great. I mean, okay. Growing up, I mean, she still has that, the fresh face.
Yes.
But her body is really growing
up. She's not been beaten down by Doreen yet.
Okay, now here's what I'm getting. This is for Dulles, Virginia. This is what I use. I use Dulles Airport.
Okay, very good.
All right. Snow likely today. Temperatures near steady in the mid-30s. And tonight, snow this evening will give way to lingering snow showers.
Yeah, they're telling you
chance of snow is 80%, 1 to 3 inches of snow expected.
Yeah,
so it's not.
But if the temperature doesn't get below 32, and with the treated roads, it's not going to be anything.
It's frustrating because you don't know what to believe until probably, I want to say, 12 hours before.
Actually, while it's happening.
Or while it's happening, right?
You have to get up and look at it. They were watching. They were driving around in the Channel 4 Tahoe today looking for snow. Mm-hmm. And she said, as you can see, it's starting to accumulate on the grassy areas. And I turned to Carrie. I said, well, that's important because I'm driving to work on lawns today.
It is the
worst.
Okay,
here's your forecast for New York City. Snow is likely today with a high around 30. Snow tonight, heavy at times. Gusty winds will lead to blizzard conditions. Thunder possible. That, to me, is always a tell.
They love that.
When they get
that.
Those rocking storms, thunder snow is a big deal. 8 to 12 inches of snow in the city expected, which
that's
is
a lot.
Rare because the city's down by the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, windy, heavy snow, and blizzard conditions during the morning will give way to snow showers during the afternoon. Chance of snow 100%, 3 to 5 inches of snow expected. Well, that doesn't sound like 2 feet to me because I'm doing the math here. They say 8 to 12 inches of snow tonight and 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow.
So a maximum of 17 inches by their predictions there. So we'll see. I mean, but you know what?
If they and incidentally, when I went to my little weather app in my phone that I'm looking at right now, a red. It turned red. It's never turned red before.
Do you miss the Northeast?
Carla's going nuts. Carla and I might have had.
Yeah, but that there has
might
nothing to do with the weather.
There may have been an exchange, Oscar, today where I was just like, "Well, we could have moved. We could move up there and not be around palm trees and sunshine." Okay.
But anyway, she wants the snow.
Yeah.
Here's
Boston.
You
can't have everything, Carla.
Yeah.
Well, here's
You can't have snow. You can't have palm trees. You can't have the wallet. Can't have everything.
That's what I learned in business school.
She cannot have the wallet. Can't have everything.
She can't have the wallet.
I can't wait to. I hope you're going to be imparting your wisdom forever. All right, here's your Boston forecast. Variably cloudy snow showers tonight. Let me see. Snow accumulating less than 1 inch today. Tonight, snow and gusty winds will lead to blizzard conditions, at times thunder possible, 8 to 12 inches of snow. This is a crappy app. They give the same forecast for every city.
they give the same one for Los Angeles.
Hold on. In Boston, snow and gusty winds tomorrow, blizzard conditions, another 8 to 12 inches.
Oh, so they could get 2 feet.
Doubling down.
So they
down.
Could get 2 feet of snow. Wow.
And also the blizzarding, that's the bad thing. It's the wind because, you know, with all the drifting and everything.
The drift.
The drift.
Okay. Yeah.
The continental drift. Yeah, your all I know, brother could be in the hospital for weeks.
I always make the phone call when we're going to get a storm like this. I said, Mom, that's why we put you in the home. So anyway, that's the forecast.
Did you tell your mom what you always tell her?
What's that?
Make sure to take a break when you're shoveling.
Yes. Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't realize these places, these assisted living places, are not cheap.
No.
And, you know, we put a down payment down there, but we have the option. We said you can either pay a small monthly fee,
yes,
or you can work that fee off by building maintenance. And there was entertainment. My mom doesn't want to
do
that.
No,
no, no. And there was building maintenance, so that's what we decided she would do. So, you know, we got her, you know, it's a nice show. It's one of the ones that's the ergonomic show.
Of course.
So well, I mean, it helps out a lot.
Yeah, you know, with the money you're saving, it's actually you're sort of giving back.
Well, I showed her a formula that I found on the internet. As long as it's under 94 inches of snow, she will be able to shovel it all.
That's fair.
94 inches.
Well, she's 94 years old.
Oh, okay.
And each inch of snow, you can shovel each inch of snow based on, like a 12-year-old can only shovel a foot of snow.
Oh, wow, okay.
But a 94-year-old is capable. That's the formula.
Just think, she's only 2 years away from able to go. When you get 8-foot drifts, exactly, she'll be able to do it.
And those with titanium hips have to shovel twice as much.
That's true.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing because I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Here's a letter from Will in New Hampshire. Will writes, why whiskey? Well, Will, because whiskey puts hair on your chest, not on your palms.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare.
The best of O'Mara.
I am very, very excited because she has decided to grace us with her appearance right here. Let's bring her in.
Oh, hi, Jen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
How you been?
Or maybe not.
Oh, you don't hit her.
Sorry about that. I just hit my microphone.
Oh, just the microphone.
One of those. Yeah.
You might want to have her leave the studio, then.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
She's still in there, but silent.
She's going to write a formal complaint.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm trying.
I'm trying really hard. I'm trying really hard to get Jennifer on.
Now he's. How many people are in you, Regan?
Hi guys.
Hi Jen.
Mike O'Mara doesn't know how to hit a button. He's such a dumbass.
But you're there to assist him. Why don't you just help him and teach him?
You know, this show doesn't require a lot of skill, okay? I just want him to know that, you know, that button was there, it should have been pressed, and it wasn't pressed, okay? All right?
How have you been?
I'm all right. It's the holidays.
I love cooking, that. I baking. Love that Christmas sweater you're wearing.
Oh, thank you very
sweater
much.
Sweater kittens.
Which angle would you like to see it on?
Oh, hey, is it on backwards?
Hey, that's not a funny joke.
No,
I don't appreciate that.
No.
Jennifer,
I ask.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Will you be traveling with the O'Mara family to Maine?
No, I'm not. And
you're house sitting, aren't you?
I'm house sitting down here and taking care of the little cute dogs. They're so wonderful. Mm. I love them. By the way, when you make that little small chest joke, I am not. I am a modern woman, and I am comfortable with my body, and I don't even mind giving you my vital statistics.
Oh, you're gonna give us your measurements?
Yes.
Thank you. What are they?
I'm a 42 negative A.
Oh, what odd measurements.
That's concave.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you could almost eat soup out of those.
Oh, that's lovely. Now you've made me
that's
nauseous.
Scoliosis.
Thank you so much.
The S-shaped spine?
Oh.
That's right.
Can I say something to all your listeners?
Yes.
I really, really appreciate I really appreciate you allowing me to be on the Christmas album this year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you have one of the hit singles, don't you?
I do.
Title track.
I'm so happy. Hi, Pony Boy.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, that he's using his sexy voice for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, have you set up your traditional Whitman sampler, All Chocolate Crush, yet?
Now, that's not funny. Come on. You know I've got a lovely decorated house. I have a tiny little plastic tree. It's a tabletop.
Yeah, aluminum, isn't it?
I have a tabletop tree, and I have my advent calendar. And I enjoy my little apartment style. I do. I think it's wonderful.
Do you have a train that goes around the base of your tree?
No, I don't. No, they don't allow that in the apartment building that I live in.
Oh. We've never talked
Willow
about...
Willow Farms.
What is it called?
Willow Farms.
Willow. Willow. Not Widow Farms. Willow.
Willow. Willow Farms.
Willow Farm. Like a weeping willow tree followed by farms. Okay?
Not named after the movie Willow.
No.
No, of course not. How many square feet in your apartment?
28.
Oh.
So your apartment is approximately 7 feet by 4 feet. 280. Okay.
More of an efficiency.
It's a nice place.
Studio. Like
they have to cut corners. I imagine you have a two-burner stove.
I don't. I actually have four. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a nasty comment. You know, you're painting a picture of me like I'm not doing well. I'm doing just fine, okay?
Yeah,
I don't need
you
your
sound
attitude.
Like you're doing well.
A two-burner stove. I like Hyattsville.
So you're just visiting
so
Florida?
Back off!
Do you sublease your place in Florida when you leave for Hyattsville?
Yeah.
I've never owned in Florida. I have never owned in my life.
So you're just squatting?
Yeah. Now I'm confused. Now we're geographically. I screwed that up. That's right. I live down in Florida.
But you still have...
I'm calling Mr. O'Meara's assistant. I gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
I'm tired.
Bye, Jen.
I just started thinking too much.
Because you were thinking of Willow Lake Apartments. Where Mike had his phone stolen.
Well, he said Hyattsville.
Yeah, and he said Hyattsville. Yeah.
Where I lived for a number of years in the fabulous Willow Lake Apartments.
And it was fun that we
were robbed too.
Yeah, we were had a good time and we all
Rob peppers me with so much like reality. Do you have a chocolate crush? Do you have that? And it's like bam, 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 bam. And sometimes it's like circuit
too much.
Overload. It's too many.
That's
too
right.
Many.
Now Oscar will explain what Mike just said. Go ahead. How did I screw it up?
Does Whitman's have a chocolate crush?
Why? Stop being so defensive. Stop that.
Do they sell one?
I don't. I've never seen one. I imagine that a chocolate. But you know what? The chocolate is in the advent calendar. That's where you rock the chocolate.
Oh, the only advent calendar I've ever seen in my life was on the in the movie Bad Santa.
Bad Santa, where
like I never got one as a kid.
But there's also
unquestionably that is the worst depiction of an advent calendar. That is so horrible when he takes all the candy out and just drunkenly chows down, and then the kid gets the tattered advent calendar. What did he put in the
chocolate liquor bottles?
Oh boy!
Was it chocolate? I thought it was like bad candy.
Candy corn.
He put.
Oh, you can't have candy corn. But you know, there's also the advent calendar is used as a plot device in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
No, I'm a fan. Look, I'm a fan now.
They show what day it is by opening
the
advent calendar.
But the real, like when like as
a
Catholic,
I don't remember the advent calendar that
as a Catholic, it wasn't something they even in CCD they wouldn't come and be like, hey, this is the advent calendar.
I don't remember it being a big part of my life either.
I think it is. Sort of a maybe even a little too pop cultural.
It is cool now. Look, I love it
for
now.
A Catholic. But you know what? I remember I had one. My mom got one that was a chocolate one once. That was great.
Oh,
but then
sweet.
1 year, the advent calendar. Every time you opened it, there was a scripture.
Oh, that's nice.
Like without candy?
No candy.
Oh,
Mike, and that's a drag. I mean, because then it's just about the counting down.
I ever tell you what my mom and my entire family used to do as kids? And we didn't have the advent calendar, but the same amount of days out,
yeah,
we would have to sit down on our knees without knee pads. And that great commercial they have for those for Amazon,
yes,
for the knee pads, the priests and the rabbis, and
so you'd have to kneel down.
Kneel down as kids. I remember the pain for Allah, for God, that we'd have to sit down
Allah.
And we would read scripture like from the Bible
in English,
in Spanish.
Oh,
and we'd all
Bible.
Would take turns reading. And this lasted till I was about 16 when I said, enough. I'm into vagina now. I don't have time for this.
Oh, dear. You're going to hell. You are going to hell.
But
I thought my chocolate Christ joke was bad enough. Now he's talking that.
We didn't have any of that in my house. I don't remember I'm old enough to remember the whole Friday fish thing.
Okay.
I remember the Friday fish.
Friday
but I don't
fish.
Remember,
Ash
I don't
Wednesday.
Remember Advent. Even when I went to catechism, I don't remember Advent.
What about the Advent, what do they call it? The Advent wreath with the candles of different colors? Did you have that?
I might Advent have. Wreath. We might have had
Yeah, because
stuff
that
like
leans,
that.
I think that leans towards the Protestant faith, where there's going to be, I believe, three purple candles, a pink candle, and a white candle.
Do you remember the Santa Maria, Madre de Dios, rega por nosotros los pecadores, ahora en la muerte, amor?
Something about death
yeah,
and love.
Yeah.
See.
We would have to sit there and we would do rosary beat. We would sit there and read like do it, no, this is why I'm so messed up.
Right.
For hours, yeah. Mike. Hours. 3 hours a night. What started.
Oh man.
And this before DVRs and VCRs and Betamax or anything. Right. We'd sit there. And it was the four of us because my dad was always out of town somewhere.
Of course.
And we would go we had back Advent, and forth.
We had, in my house, we had the Advent liquor cabinet.
I was going to ask about that. I do remember as a youth a
you
couple
would actually
times,
rearrange. You'd bring the empty bottles up to the front
and pray that the fuller they would, ones. Pray and, that they would be refilled.
Yes. You would actually bring the empty ones up to the front, the ones with just about an inch in them.
Sure.
You know, because you'd want to have those consumed so you could bring the brand new ones for the new holiday up front. By the way, this is when my mom, 5-6 years ago when she was going to the new facility?
Right.
When I remember we're going through her liquor cabinet and there was early times bourbon whiskey from my Uncle Bill Sheehan with three fingers left in the bottom. And it was actually a moment. It was one of that's an Irish family
that is
where we
so
looked
funny.
At that and we went, oh, remember that? Yeah, remember when he'd bring the whole bottle
and leave an inch and a half?
Yeah, and then he'd have the choking jag at dinner and then he'd cry after dinner was over. It was like a routine. He's like, how's the roast beef, Bill?
Waving his hands.
Yeah.
That,
as if like, to say he's okay. He's but he's
like,
not.
Your mother was sweet, but my mother was too.
the stages of alcoholism. Yeah.
Chug.
Yeah. You know? I've said it before, my father avoiding his Uncle Dick because Uncle Dick would come up and say, your father was the greatest. Now, what about speaking of booze?
I'm going to be a big crier.
Speaking of booze, Mike, I do remember when we would do the midnight mass thing for a while when I was little,
yeah.
And we had a huge church. We used to go to St. John's, which is now St. John's the Beloved, mm-hmm. in McLean, and you'd go in, and the whole church, starting at 11:30 at night, smelled like hot, boozy breath.
Oh, you know what?
Because everyone had their Christmas Eve.
I was actually
midnight mass.
Still in college. I was 19, I think, with my last midnight mass, and I remember going there, and it was a small town. I mean, a really small town. And I remember my last midnight mass was, I think it was Mr. Rimaldi, who was standing in front of me at midnight mass, and... And I was like, oh, my
He gassed
God.
You?
Beefed, like, obviously.
Big roast beef dinner.
They've had their Christmas hearty meal. And, it was just like, you know, in the name of the Father. And I'm like, no, never again. That's God's way of telling me, get out. You get out of there. Thanks, Mr. Rimaldi.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Question, who's going to write your eulogy? Who do you have planned out for that? It's got to be Mike O'Mara.
I would want Mike to speak.
Do you think he could do it without weeping?
Do it without weeping? Could he do it without cheering? I think he'll be okay.
I think he'll be okay.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com. The Best of O'Mara.
I mentioned before that we were going to call our
roving
reporter.
Oh, is that his new title?
Look,
because he roves.
He is a rover.
He is a rover.
He is a wild rover. And the fact is, I think a day where you can learn something is a good day. When you amass some new knowledge that you didn't have before,
yes.
That means your day is productive. And I think everybody should probably try to learn at least one little something every single day.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Self-betterment, Mike.
It started early this morning, when I got a text from one of my best pals who told me that he was traveling up to Buffalo, his hometown.
Oh, that's a clue of who this roving reporter might be.
Yes, that's right. And he sounds remarkably like a very famous cartoon character.
Really?
Yes, he does. He's going up to Buffalo, New York for a wedding, and then on Monday he will be celebrating a holiday I knew nothing about.
Good morning.
What is the Jimmy, at the top of your lungs, can you say, what is the holiday we know nothing about?
It's called Dingus Day.
Dingus Day.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. Woo. I'm going to teach you everything. Yeah,
nice, Dingus
nice
Day.
Yelling,
Dingus
way.
Day.
Dingus Day. So Jimmy is heading up to, now are you on the road right now?
No, I'm getting ready to leave. I'm just having a Bailey's and coffee before I pound the pavement.
Well, hits the road. Go. You know how it goes.
That's terrific. No, nothing like getting the alcohol into your system before you get behind. Yeah.
We were out of milk.
Yeah.
He kids.
So
he's
Jimmy,
good
Jimmy,
I can drink 50 to you and walk a tightrope.
That's my man. That is my man. You are being too funny this early in the morning, Jimmy. So Jimmy texts me, and you know, we exchanged pleasantries, and you know, Jimmy still listens to all the shows and is real nice about that. And so we go back and forth, and then he said, "I'm going to Buffalo for a wedding this weekend, and then celebrating Dingus Day." Which Jimmy, the only thing I got from your text was that it's somewhat similar to St. Patrick's Day in Buffalo. It's like the St. Patrick's Day for Polish people?
For Polish people.
Hey,
yes.
That's me.
Hey, Rob, you should know about Dingus Day.
Well, I'm Polish, so I forgot.
There's a lot to learn about Dingus Day, guys. A lot. Okay. So I'm going to the heart of it to find out what's going on, what exactly is it all about. And we do it at Jimmy's, but it's not that big at Jimmy's. It's huge in downtown
I've never heard
Buffalo.
Of it. I lived up there, and I was a friend of yours for a long time. I never jumped on that Dingus Day.
What are some traditions, Jimmy?
Yeah, what are some Dingus traditions?
Okay, guys, first of all, bucket list. You all got to do it. Traditions, it goes back to the early days of Poland, where the boys would wake up the day after Easter.
Poland.
Come on.
Go ahead, Jimmy. Go ahead.
So they get up early in the morning, and they would traditionally go to a young lady's house, usually the hot ones, and they would sneak into her house, into her bedroom, and dump a bucket of water on her head to wake her up.
This is known, Mike, as Polish courtship.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah. And they would hit her with pussy willows, spank her with pussy willows.
Whoa. Oh, this is a family show.
And then they would drag them outside and throw them in the lake.
Oh, okay. I just soaked myself. Yeah. I just soaked. I was
Speaking
taking a drink of
lake,
water.
Yeah, I was going to say, on. It looks like you've been courted by a young Polish boy, Mike.
Oh, my God.
He did a spit take.
Hold on.
That's fantastic.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. They sneak in to a house, pour water on an attractive young lady, and then beat her with pussy willows? What the holiday is it?
Recite poetry while they're doing it.
And recite poetry. This is a sign of affection?
Yes.
Up there? Oh, my God.
Now, is there a standard poem, Jimmy, or is it just any poetry? And do you know any offhand?
Let's see. There's several different ones you can use, and you can make some up.
Okay.
So whatever makes you feel good at the time.
There once was a girl from Buffalo who's my buddy called her a real big hoe.
Whoa. Hey, now. You didn't have to go there.
Now. I'm sorry about that.
How dare
you. So they pour water. What is the purpose? I mean, what does it have to do with, like, is it religious?
Wet t-shirt contest?
And what is a dingus?
It's the beginning of wet t-shirt contest. That's how it all started.
It's wet t-shirt contest season. It's the opening.
It's getting nicer. See that?
So if the girl, I believe if she doesn't want the water on her head, she's got to have colored eggs and give them to the guy. Whatever. It goes way back.
Hold on,
Jimmy. Let me jump in for a second.
Sure.
If you sneak in to pour water on a sleeping woman, which, by the way, I got no problem with, how does she know to prevent it? Does she keep the colored eggs in bed with her?
I'm not exactly sure, but she's supposed to give the colored eggs to the boy as a gesture of peace, waving the white flag.
Everybody just shut. Put a sock in it. I got it right here.
Oh, this will be
Dingus Day, also spelled D-I-N-G-U-S or D-Y-N-G-U-S.
Yeah, D-Y, yeah.
Is a fun Polish holiday.
It is fun.
Is very popular in Poland and in Jimmy's mind and in Polish communities across America. So Buffalo, right. A large Polish community, correct?
Buffalo kills it up there. It's like St. Paddy's Day down in Savannah. It's huge.
Such a sad little town.
Because, Mike, want to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Savannah.
Yes,
that's,
you do.
That's absolutely the epicenter of it.
That's
another bucket list.
After the long Lenten holiday, Dingus Day is a day of fun and perhaps a little romantic fun, like Jimmy was mentioning with the pussy willows.
Hey.
It's always celebrated on the Monday after Easter. Dingus Day tradition. There are guys on this day, you get to wet the ladies down.
Oh, yeah.
It's right here. He's right.
Hey, now.
I know a couple times I earned that. Some sights I know.
Yeah.
Oscar, don't make it dirtier than it is. Sprinkling or drenching with water is your goal.
Oh.
Chase after the ladies with squirt guns.
Right. That's what they do now. They use squirt guns in the. So you go out bar hopping, and you go into the bar with a squirt gun and a pussy willow branch.
There it is. The bar. I knew at some point the bar would come into the equation.
And Mike, is squirt gun, is that in quotation marks?
The more bold and gallant boys may choose to use cologne. Oh, God. I'm chasing you with some Axe body spray.
Hey, depending on the woman.
Some of them need it.
Yeah, depending on the woman, that might be a wise play.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Hitting, gently please, the ladies on the legs with switches or pussy willows is also common. Yes, ladies, you can strike back. Ladies, your revenge comes. It's a two-dayer. Tuesday, the tradition is you throw dishes or crockery back at the boys.
What?
What the hell is this holiday?
Oh, my
God. My God.
Now, is Tuesday also called Dingus Day, or does it have
it's
a different
name? I got another name for it, Rob. It's called Wet Easter Monday.
Yeah,
Wet Monday.
I'm reading this. I'm not making it up.
Well,
this is incredible.
They downsize it just for Monday. So Tuesday, everybody's just hungover, and they go back to work around noon. But that's it.
And you will
everything's on Monday.
And where will you be celebrating Dingus Day for our Buffalo listeners? There are many of them. Where are you going
to
be?
I'm going to try to get on Facebook and let them know exactly what bar or bars, but I'm going to the parade, which is on Broadway.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to be on a float because a friend of a friend.
Paris.
Look at Oscar's face. Look at
Paris.
What's the problem, Oscar?
He's going to be on the parade. He's going to go to ball games. He's going to borrow his dad's Ferrari.
No, no ball games. It's big, huge circus tent with polka bands inside and
polka music. Yay!
Yeah.
We're playing polka music right now, Jimmy. We're playing it for you.
And you know what, Jimmy? I have got a problem of all the things. The one thing that troubles me the most, you said you're going to try to get on Facebook. What will prevent you?
Good question, Rob.
Thank
Very
you, Rob.
Question.
I think that's where I lost touch with him. I said, you're going to try.
Polish vodka.
So scary busy.
Is there a bet? Now, are there food items or beverages for Dingus Day?
Yeah, got to be.
So I'm like, if you want to talk about the food, and
we do
these things at Jimmy's, EQ will be back at Jimmy's running the show, but
Cross
they
promotion.
Do like Polish beer soup. And goulash. Pierogies and kibasa.
I love
a bunch
pierogies.
Of things I don't know how to say. Blocky, cabbage rolls.
Cabbage rolls.
Pierogies? Do they have pierogies?
Wild mushroom soup. Yeah, pierogies. That's the big one.
Mike, you know, you can actually use the proper Polish pronunciation for pierogi, which is pewahe.
It's pewahe?
Pewahe.
But when you have a lot, it's pierogi.
That's right. And you are my favorite pierogi.
What about the drink?
The drink, Belvedere Vodka, is the number one Polish vodka.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it sounds so goddamn Polish.
Sounds like it's made in Richmond.
but vodka and Polish beer, Zwiebeck. And everybody just, you know, you're in these huge parking lots where they have the circus tents and everything, and every bar has something. Everybody wears red. It's the colors of the flag of Poland. Red and white, and you
it's
just
not the bleeding from the pussy willow strikes,
and you go till you can't stand up.
Well, that sounds like a blast.
And you know, when you're selling something, Mike, when you're selling something to make it sound great, always talk about parking lots.
Yes, absolutely.
Next time,
I'll see you in the parking lot. Yeah.
Now, when you go up there, do you have any family up there anymore?
Absolutely. Yes, I'll be staying at my cousin Shannon's house with her husband Cliff.
Right? Shannon Cerrito.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Hey, do you have any potato dumplings?
Well, happy dingus day to Jimmy Cerrito. We've got Jimmy Cerrito celebrating dingus day at Shannon's house. Man, you look like you had yourself a Monday night, and you might be a little hungover. Gee, Shannon, I don't know what we have as a cure for that hangover. Any suggestions?
I have one suggestion. If you want to hydrate, you need to keep your mouth moist.
Well, how can someone keep their mouth moist?
Maybe by sucking on a piece of hard candy.
Candy.
But I'm at a loss. What kind of candy can he suck on?
Maybe some sort of circular candy.
I've got the candy that he can suck on. How about a lifesaver?
But what flavor?
Wintergreen.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavors.
Yeah.
Hello. I love Jimmy.
You don't have the Shannon in the morning?
I didn't have it. We haven't done that in 3 years.
My cousin Shannon. She's awesome.
You have 65,000 songs.
I know.
Okay. All right.
But
anyway.
I got to also tell you that my dear friend, my friend Paula Bogdan is up there, and she's from there. Her and her family and friends are going to escort me around to all the coolest places. So I'm going to be in good hands. You don't have to worry about me.
That sounds like an absolute no holes. But I love holidays that aren't normal holidays where you just have no idea and it's regional and it means
imagine?
It's just a party Monday, another day for Jimmy to F off.
Can you imagine? And you know what? It's good because the secret to being a successful bar owner is being there. But can you imagine?
Got to experience it.
Just being in Buffalo. Like, let's say you have a business trip. And you wake up on Monday, and there's women throwing pottery at you. How
that would
do you
be
even
Tuesday.
Deal with it?
Oh, that would be Tuesday, Rob.
Forgive me. So you wake up on Tuesday, and you have, like, you know, a nice crock thrown at you.
Hey, Phil, I'm going to be a little late to the Marriott ballroom. We've got 500 people in the lobby, and they're wearing red sweatshirts, and they're hitting women with pussy willows. I don't know what the hell's happening, but there's a guy with an accordion running down the street. Phil, I'm going to be late for this meeting. I don't know what the hell's going on in the lobby of this hotel.
Sorry, oh I God. Missed the prayer breakfast.
And Buffalo has two hotels now, right?
Yeah, they got the good one and the not so good one.
Yeah, that's my right. That's you go up there, stay at the good one, and do that. Well, Jimmy, it sounds like you've got quite a weekend. And what family member, extended family member, is getting married this weekend?
It's my best buddy ever, growing up in Arcade, New York. Mark Fisher he's 49 years old, and he's finally settling down and tying the knot.
He's on my plan. I like that
first marriage at 49.
Yeah. Don't have to rush it, Rob.
Oh, understood. Understood.
It's good, Jimmy. So you're going to be going to the wedding. Is it a big party wedding? If this is your friend, I would assume that's true.
It's out in the middle of nowhere, and I asked, are we getting, you know, fitted for tuxedos? Is there a limo? Whatever. He goes, nah, just bring a suit. Bring some friends if you want. Bring Uncle Dave if you want. I go, oh, boy.
It's going to be like in the Moose Hall. You're not bringing Uncle Dave, are you?
He's not allowed to travel.
Out of state.
Nah, I didn't tell about it.
So you're flying. Are you bringing Mo with you?
Nope. She's headed down to North Carolina to be with her family and be with Kelsey. I'm being the worst husband and worst father ever right now.
He lives the dream.
He does.
You do what you want, Jimmy. God bless you.
Yeah, he's going to be
what you want when you want.
He's going to go throw ice water on hot broads, and you know Maureen's down with the Donahue's.
But as I've said this many, many times before, but Jimmy is the top of my hit parade when I ask people to go places, because Jimmy always says yes, and that's why I always invite him first, because he always says
business,
yes.
It's for business, though.
It's for business. That's right. We have
how can
business.
I throw a dingus day party at Jimmy's to make money if I don't really experience it up close?
True.
I totally agree. I'm with you. I enable him all the time.
How can I do big bike runs if I don't go to Sturgis?
Absolutely. And Jimmy, we are thrilled for you and the life you lead and Dingus Day.
The life he leads.
The wedding in the suit and Pussy Willows, the whole goddamn thing. We're thrilled, Jimmy. So to all the Poles up there, please give them my very
best.
Look
out.
We're all Polish on Dingus Day, everyone.
That's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
An Italian from a bar in Northern Virginia. Virginia, traveling to Buffalo to go to a
That's
wedding
right.
and a Polish festival.
Do you have any Polish lineage, Jimmy? Do you have any Polish blood?
No.
Thank you.
Really.
That's great. We
have I'll have it on Tuesday morning in my system.
There you go. Good for you.
From all the vodka.
Yes, that Belvedere vodka. You know, named after a British butler. Fantastic. Jimmy, enjoy the weekend. Always great to talk to you. Love you, and take care of yourself, my friend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye, Jimmy.
Do you like the Mike O'Mara bonus show? I've been a big fan of the regular show ever since it was on Terrestrial. But I think the bonus show is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the regular show. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. The show is extremely uplifting. It's as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in a podcast. The TMOS bonus show. Don't just stare at it, buy it.
The best of O'Mara.
So getting back to the audiobook, you were talking about how you were just enjoying the, because it's different. When you hear the audiobook, it's different than when we read our own words.
Yeah, and I jumped in my car and it was queued up and I started listening and one, Michael Kelly, I don't think we've given you enough credit. I know
I
that
agree.
You know what?
You're right.
Yes.
You're absolutely
Michael
right.
Kelly.
Our author.
Really, really good guy. Kind of vanished from our radar after the book project was done.
We found a flap of him.
Yeah. We found one of his flaps.
We found one of his author flaps.
And one of his damaged suitcases. Other than that, we haven't heard from
but
him.
But as he really introduces the book in the show.
Right.
And I sat there, I was like, oh, you genius. Like, you totally.
The way he stitched it together.
The way he put it together was something.
Absolutely.
It really was great. And Michael, if you're listening to this, I don't think, you know, personally for me at least, I've thanked you enough. What a wonderful job you did really laying the groundwork and putting this book together. And to really Pony, Rob, and Mike, the fact that I'm able to be part of this project was really humbling. As you listen to the book come together and you're listening to different chapters, it's just a lot of fun.
It really is. I'm not saying
that, and I hate shilling, and it's weird. But I just found myself driving around my neighborhood so I could hear a little bit more before I went to park. And that
absolutely
doesn't happen all the time.
The book had been complete for some time.
Yes.
And I had a very, very immersive couple weeks where I was editing the book. And when you're editing a project, you're not aware of what's happening because you're hearing it probably 20 seconds at a time. You're focusing mm-hmm. on every yeah. particular edit. I recently right. listened back to a couple chapters, and I am genuinely proud of all of us. Yeah. I think it sounds so, so good.
Well, the thing that I liked about it was the fact that we decided to shtick it up a little bit and throw some like little voices, and that was the fun stuff that you know, that made it a little different. We wanted to separate it from just reading the text, because that wouldn't have been fun. We could have had one person do that and you know, gotten Dude Walker or somebody with a great voice to read it. We didn't do that. We all wanted
Dude
to contribute
shows up.
Little pieces.
Yeah. But he doesn't
dude's
do all
in there. Yeah,
dude's in there. Right. Speaking of shtick, this is one of the sessions that Oscar and I did together. And it was always fun sitting with Oscar because I could interrupt him and he would roll with it. This is when he is talking about, Mike, you, my friend, you are a brand.
When Mike O'Mara finally called me, I explained to him that he's a brand. I said, let's talk about this. Let's meet at the Uno's Pizzeria up the street. Horrible pizza.
Back to the book.
Damn it. He showed up with his wife, Carla, at 6:30 p.m. sharp. He's never late. Except for the podcast at 10 a.m.
Book.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. And that's the surprise for me, too. So check it out. $6.99, only available at MikeO'MaraShow.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. And, you know, get the book. You'll love it. And it's a new
great
experience
listen.
For
great
us.
Listen.
So I think you're going to truly, truly enjoy that. This is where my compassionate side butts up against my mob mentality. And I was so pissed off and probably still am at this dentist who went over to Africa and killed the old lion with the collar on
Cecil.
It. And Cecil the lion. But I'll tell you something. For me personally, there is a tipping point with the mob where
the Rob mob.
And Trip.
Yeah,
and
Tab
all,
and Trip.
Ben Levin. They're all going to go get him.
And all the mobsters. All the mobster. And whose birthday is it? It's somebody. Is it Jason Hill's birthday today?
Yes, it is Jason Hill's birthday, I believe.
Oh, and you know what? Before I go forward, I'm going to actually get out of my
It's also Drab T-shirt's birthday today.
Is it? Happy birthday, Drab.
Yeah.
I want to share a note that I got on Facebook last night from a very, very nice lady who gave me a note and wanted to say a special hi, I guess, out to her nephew. Let me just make sure I've got this here. Hold on just a second.
I wrote something on Facebook yesterday I was proud of. I said that I'm waiting for Trump to issue a statement that says, I prefer lions that don't get shot.
This comes from Stacy Zettel. I think you know this person, Rob. And
yes.
Anyway, so this guy, her nephew was discharged, medically discharged from the Army for an injury he sustained during boot camp. It was his dream to follow in the footsteps of his grandfather, and he worked very hard to get there. He is beyond devastated. To make matters worse, the drill sergeant told him and another recruit who blew out his ACL that he should just end his life when he gets home because he'll never amount to anything anyway.
What?
Why would he say that? How does he think that would help? I'm so angry. How is that patriotic? Anyway, trying to cheer him up and show him that there are still good people in the world, and I'd like you to say hello. His name's Cody. He lives in Arizona. Cody, let me tell you something. The very fact that you took your life and went to boot camp where you got your injury and unfortunately had to be discharged shows that you're a cut above and incredibly brave, and there's no drill sergeant in the world that can tell you that you didn't give it your shot. And you know what? The good thing is, Cody, you got your whole life in front of you. You are a young man, and opportunities are going to come your way because you, Cody, have balls, and you went out and did this. And if you're feeling low about something that that a DI is going to say to you, well, that's their job, is to say mean things. Remember that that's the way they work, and take this, build on it, and I wish you nothing but the success in your life. And you are a patriot, and you did get out there and put yourself
here, here.
On the line
here, here.
And
here,
Cody
here.
Let's give Cody a round of Woo! applause. Stacy, I hope that works for you, because I wanted to take time and do that. And in fact, I completely forgot what I was talking about before.
You're talking about the lion mentality, the mob mentality,
and
the lions.
So I go from, and it seems like that in my mind over the last 24 hours has been this whole media and what we cover, and when there are. When Rob and I and Oscar are putting together a show and the news cycle is a little bit sluggish, you get these stories that people just pile on and pile on. And I understand. I was as angry as anybody else about this guy. I hate the big game hunters that take pictures with the dead animals. I hate it more than anything in the world. It's just making... it's making sport out of taking of life, and I don't believe in that.
Right.
And I also have a lot of friends who are hunters that go out and use the deer meat and put it in their freezer and feed their families with it, and I'm fine with that because you know what? You've got a population of deer in this country that needs control, and that's okay. So I think in the large scheme of things, that works out. But this guy, you know, that goes over and takes these gorgeous, just rare, beautiful animals and, you know, gets his nut somehow by taking his picture with the dead animal. I didn't like him. I didn't like the guy. With that said, you know, you get to a point where I think that if you find this dentist and just require him to take his fortune that allowed him to pay $55,000 to a hunting guy and give some of that back to conservation organizations, I think I'm fine with that. I think I'm okay with that. I'd love a statement from the dentist that, you know what, I've seen the light. Maybe I'm not going to do this anymore.
You won't get
that. And then
that.
I'd be done with it. But calling for this guy who I legitimately believed was at the you know, was at the mercy of his guides that he paid the big bucks to, I think ultimately I feel that enough is enough with the mob rule of taking this guy out and, you know, hanging him from a tree. I think it's gone a little bit crazy. I don't know if you guys agree or not.
Well, Oscar and I were actually talking before the show today, and I said, you know what, I hate this guy, and what he does is selfish and unrewarding. I heard today that the day after they shot Cecil, he said, would it be possible while I'm here to get an elephant too? I mean, the guy, he really
that was the guy that said that, and they jumped on this because, hey, more information to make this guy the villain of villains, so they put that on.
Can I get a bonus spiff on this?
Yeah, you know, it's shoot three, get one free. But Oscar and I were talking that at the base of this, something that is a little sad is that the massive problems we have in the world with disease and countries trying to kill each other, that something that is in the grand scheme, it's sad and it's a disaster and it's a selfish bastard doing it. This is what's bringing countries together. And why can't we get together on and I hate to diminish it, on a topic that really matters. Yeah. You know, because this is one guy.
Well, that doesn't just really matter. This matters. It's more that
it does matter.
That it has a greater effect on humanity, right?
Right.
That, like a grander effect overall. Poaching has been a problem for years, and it continues to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
The one problem is just the idea that somebody can go overseas and you're going into a country that has as many issues as it does already.
Right.
And the idea that someone could say, okay, I've paid you X amount of dollars. I know you're going to do it the right way. You've got me covered. The person that's doing the hunting needs to be more diligent about who they work with. Bottom line.
A lot of people are agreeing with you saying that, and it's no defense to say you didn't have knowledge of the law, that you should pay attention to what, so that you don't have the unscrupulous guides.
Yeah, I go to Latin America. If you're going to take me on an excavation, I don't want to be the guy that ends up grave robbing because I'm at a ruin, and you tell me it's okay to take from this ruin, but not the other ruin. Okay, I'm not going to take your word for that.
You're
going
to do your research if you're traveling over there.
Because if I'm going through customs and you arrest me, that's on me. They're not going to come after you.
I'll be honest with you. It's one of the reasons that I will not go to Eastern Europe because I've seen Hostel.
Yes.
The weird part, and I had a story, that's why I had to bring up the laptop here. I had a story that they can't find this guy, right? As of this morning before we started.
Guys in the wind.
What are the odds that this guy is so well connected and has enough money that he's already somewhere where they don't extradite, like Switzerland?
You know, it's so funny because I'm hearing you say that, and then I'm realizing now I'm putting my own CNN headline. The hunter is now the hunted.
Yeah. Could we possibly...
Who's going to say that first today?
I believe you win. What if we get a Kickstarter and we raise $55,000 to find a guide to take us to him?
To track him.
Yeah, exactly.
To track him.
Too bad he doesn't have a GPS.
Well, the guy went underground because of the death threats and the people that were showing up at his dental practice stuff out there.
What if he said, F this? And look, in a weird way, I wouldn't blame him. If he just got on a plane, grabbed his passport, he's free to travel, and just left town.
And, you know, painting again in broad strokes, if you've got $55,000 to shoot one animal, you have enough money to lay low for a long time.
And teeth need work.
I get back to the original thing of the, you know, you got that money to throw on. You know, Dennis is the working stiff of the medical community, right?
Sure, yeah.
The guy that's got to be there, except for the guy in Fairfax. What did our guy in Fairfax say about
Friday's
us?
Off.
Rob, you went to him yesterday.
Yeah, right? I said...
he only hunts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I said, if this guy has this kind of money, then even you are undercharging, doctor. He says, well, you know, that guy probably is unmarried and has no kids.
You are the softest sell in the world. I swear to God. You said that to him. You should have said the opposite. I know you got those gold bricks stashed underneath there.
When he came in, you know, the lady scrapes and drills and does her
stuff. By the way, can I ask you a question about your dental? Do you have dental?
Yes, for now.
That's why you say you're undercharging.
That's true.
If you didn't have dental, like I don't have dental, I went to that office without dental. He's not undercharging. Yeah. For the love of Christ, Rob, he is not undercharging.
Actually,
when he
did his sweep by, because, you know, they have three chairs that he visits all at once. He's like a waiter, and there's the hygienists that are scraping.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, I get it. Yes,
he sweeps by, and the first thing I said to him, I said, what was your lady's name with the hooks?
Bryna. Bryna was my favorite hygienist who just really dug in there. And I see it's the I'm kind of Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors. I enjoy the pain. That would be Bill Murray in Little Shop of Horrors. I won't go so far as to say I want a root canal. I want a long, slow root canal. No, I like the scraping of the teeth. I like that. In fact, I'm a little bit overdue by about a month or so. So, and I don't think I'm going to do it up here.
Maybe the young lady outside.
Yeah, the contractor probably has some hooks.
Why don't you just back to that?
Maybe
please.
Like a scratch all something. Well, when
I usually get my dental work done with my top off. How about you?
Jesus Christ!
It sure is hot in the office.
Oh my God!
I could turn on the fan.
So he swung by, and the first thing I said to him is, "Wow, bad day for your profession, huh?" He said, "I know, that guy's a dick."
Yeah, you know, and would you agree that there's maybe a little resemblance?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Nothing could be. I wouldn't see our guy ever doing something like that.
No.
But
say that now.
He might slice the lion open if it was filled with money.
Thank you.
There you go. Yeah. But anyway, it's just now it feels as though, you know, we all get indignant about this. And then I guess it was it Mia Farrow who tweeted the dentist's office address?
Yep.
And then there was backlash for her because even with all of this, you know, if some lunatic shows up and decides to, you know, put a cap in this guy, it would be a, you know, be a tragedy and it'd be horrible. So I don't know. I think.
But we're one news story away from it being forgotten. The reason that it's still in the news is that it's a soft cycle. I got a very funny thing posted on my Facebook wall yesterday. What happened to Jarrett from Subway? Who knows? You know, it's totally forgotten because another news story has come up.
Let's put our PR hats on for just a second before we take a break. I want to ask you this. If you're this guy, this guy's handler, say this guy gets a law firm and they have a PR component to the law firm, don't you tell this guy, you got to have the short-term suffering. You got to go on there. You got to tell the world you are never going to pick up a gun again.
Yeah.
You're never
you're
going to
up.
Hunt again. You're giving up hunting because of this particular
show. You're making a sweet donation.
And then you're making a $100,000 donation to that. Do you think that's enough? Do you think that covers this guy's ass? Do you think it's gone
and
after
I think he'd
that
have to, I think he would have to donate all his trophies.
Or
the trophies out of his house. You know, because we've seen the pictures of all the stuff.
He can't really have people over afterwards and be like, oh, yeah, that bit.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
no.
Yeah, but you don't donate you don't, like, go to the animal rights community. You don't give the deer heads and start stacking.
Yeah. No, he has to get rid of that stuff out of his house because that's what he is most proud of.
You said donate. Who would you donate to?
Or at least remove them from his premises.
He does.
Okay.
In the cover of night. So nobody sees all those animals being drug out.
That's the biggest lamp I've ever seen.
If he could spin this into a PR campaign that he's reopening his establishment and 10% of every root canal goes to
I love that.
Give 10% of his business
or foundation.
would that be nakedly though? Wouldn't that be like he's completely trying to drum up more business at the expense of this? You know?
Have a root canal for a rhino.
You know, really, if he said that 70% of all the money he makes now will go towards animal conservation,
he could get by with half. Yeah.
You get by with half. Yeah. Half of the profits that I make.
Stop
will
your
go
poaching with your taxes. Bloody gums.
Yeah. If he is going to rejoin society and actually exist, he's going to have to do. He's going to have to get in front of the camera. Don't you think at this stage of the game, he's going to have?
Absolutely.
They're calling for him to be extradited to Zimbabwe, and I tell you, I wouldn't tell him to go over there. Have you heard about the corruption over with that legal system over there? Mm-hmm. It's very, very scary.
What about bring your tartar for Tanzania?
Thank you. Why don't you put them all down in paper, send them to the dentist's office, and we'll do it that way.
America was founded on balance. Two houses of legislature, the two-party system. And here at Political Persuasions, we have the two sides of Omera. The calm Mike.
I am open-minded.
And the burning liberal Mike.
It's crap. That's what I ran.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Together, they coexist in Mike's brain and right here on Political Persuasions.
It's about the guns.
They clash. They argue.
Tough. Beans.
With a little help from me, Chris Freitz, they provide a balanced seesaw of sanity.
How many people shoot for food?
Can somebody please pass the blood pressure medication?
Speaker of the House? Come on.
Political Persuasions. Download it this Thursday and every Thursday at politicalpersuasions.com.
I'm going to die.
And wherever fine podcasts are found.
We're all going to die, and someday you are as well.
And God bless America.
Makes me want to throw up.
The Best of O'Mara.
News.
Boo.
M. Night Shyamalan's latest horror movie, Split, the one I saw this weekend, won the box office for a third straight week. It took in $14.6 million, Mr. Powers. That is his first movie to do that since The Sixth Sense in 99. Wow, I didn't know that he waited that long to have a big hit. The new horror flick Rings came in second with $13 million. Here are the top 10. I'll give you the top five. La La Land had $7.5 million. Hidden Figures, $10.1 million. A Dog's Purpose, $10.8 million. Rings, $13 million. That's the new one. And Split with $14.6 million. million.
Mm. Hey, you know, with their fifth Super Bowl victory, I think Tom Brady could have a movie called Rings, couldn't he? Hey, one
Bobby
for every finger.
How you doing? We're the Breakfast Flakes. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Chili Cook-Off coming Saturday.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Go out and get a part of that.
This news story is for my dear friend, Mr. James Cerrito. I love the Facebook Live, Jimmy, when you're showing him make a EQ making the lobster lobster salad for the lobster rolls. Black Sabbath ended their touring career on Saturday night, performing their final show in Birmingham, England. That's where the band formed back in 1968. Nearly 50 years ago.
My
man,
old.
They finished off the show with Paranoid. Good choice.
That is
that.
A good one.
Ozzy Osbourne thanked fans, and balloons and confetti came down from the rafters. Even though this is the end for Sabbath, Ozzy will continue to perform as a solo artist, and I'm sure he'll do Sabbath songs, right?
I think so. I think he always has, yeah.
Ozzy, sad day, Ozzy. 50 years, hell of a run. That's the way I look at it.
I think John Goose is very sad about it.
All right, are you ready for the... hey, Rob.
Hey, Mike.
Are you ready for the list of interesting facts from Super Bowl 51?
You know, I think a lot of people were tuning into the big game yesterday.
I've actually taken my satchel full of Super Bowl facts, and I whittled it down to just three.
We had to go to the grocery store yesterday and to piss Robert off. Every time I saw someone that worked at Giant, I said, hey, are you excited about the big game?
What?
Sure.
And Robert just goes, Dad!
Stop it. God, you're embarrassing me. Stop.
So top three facts.
Top three facts, here we go. In the fourth quarter, the win probability for the Atlanta Falcons, this will make their fans feel better.
Yeah.
99.6%.
Wow.
Also, the Falcons led for 41 minutes, 18 seconds of game time. How about that? Isn't that something?
Would you just look at that?
And here's a very simple fact, but you might not have thought about it, but I do, because that's my job.
Sure.
The Patriots didn't lead until they won.
Hey, but you know, they started out the game tied.
What?
God. But anyway, if you want to delve deep into it, there were 24 new Super Bowl records set, a lot of them by Tom Brady.
Sure.
Moody.
Hey, they call him GOAT, greatest of all time.
Yes, sir.
Also loves the Caps.
Sure does.
Here comes Mrs. O'Mara.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she does.
Oh, I forgot my phone. Want to say hi to the guys for a second here? How did you?
Happy Monday.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Oh, yeah, Carl is hungover.
How did you enjoy the game?
I didn't watch it.
There you go. Oh, thank you.
You're in your 30s. Don't give up on life.
There you go.
Come on.
Very good.
It's good advice.
Isn't that lovely? You know how Target has those giant red concrete balls in front of their store?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know about that? Have you seen them?
I've seen them.
Do they teach you that in school?
Brad.
In theory, they're supposed to stop cars from ramming into
safety
the front of the
first.
Store.
That's right.
I didn't really know that. I always thought they were kind of decorative.
Sure. Ornamental, if you will. Don't they look great out there? Huh?
Well, their sole purpose is to actually prevent cars from driving into the store. But it's basically the opposite of what happened in Paramus, New Jersey in November.
Paramus, that's the home of the Paramus Mall, one of the premier shopping malls in these great United States.
Okay, stop it, please. Yes. A guy in a pickup truck was leaving a Target parking lot when he sideswiped one of the balls, and even though it weighs two tons.
Oh, my God.
The hit of the car dislodged it from its base, and it started rolling into the parking lot.
Like the first part of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
A woman. Oh, this is so sad. I feel so bad. Even the woman's name. A woman named Eileen Grady happened to be driving through at that moment, poor dear. The ball smashed into the side of her car. It made a huge dent that would cost about $3,500 to repair. Ugh. But Target says it won't pay for it.
What?
Oh, my God.
They told Eileen she should go after the guy who hit the ball and jarred it loose. No, is the Kimmy Butumbo. No.
Nice pull.
You
nice.
You got to do the liability. she's planning to sue Target in small claims court.
Good.
Well, I would say if the ball's Rob, I would say if the ball's 2 tons, weighs 2 tons, that's not a very small claim. Am I right?
That's a big one. Let's go to the weather center.
Why no weather? Today, oops. Today should be a day off of work, but it's not. So now we have to go back to the stressful pressure cooker of our jobs and hear Linda's thoughts on the Super Bowl commercials. She probably liked the Skittles one, classic Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
This is just a fictitious character. Anyway, a new survey found the four things that stresses out the most at work, and they are heavy workloads and crazy deadlines, 33%, mm-hmm. demanding and unrealistic bosses.
Huh?
22%.
That was awful.
I want it now.
Victory.
Work life balance.
Yes. Balance.
22%, and our coworkers. 15%.
You know what stresses me out at work? When Linda skips her shower.
Thank you. The survey also found the five cities with the most stressed out workers are Salt Lake City, Des Moines, Iowa.
Both of those surprise me.
Boston, Cleveland, and New York. There they are.
Poor
Cleveland. Cleveland just can't catch a break, huh?
Oh, I think enough good has happened to them.
You think lately?
They had the championships,
yeah,
you know?
I suppose.
Well, now a little something, something. Two 28-year-old guys went into a Bed Bath & Beyond in Clifton, New Jersey last month. Last Monday, not last month. Hopped into a bed that was being used for a display and got it on.
Yeah, boy.
Ruh-roh.
Not clear if any of the other customers saw them, but an employee didn't. He called the cops. They came and arrested the guys, but that wasn't the end of the adventure because as the cops were booking them, they found out that one of the guys had scabies.
Oh!
That is a rough find.
I'm not really familiar with scabies. It says here they are
flaky skin, right?
They are a parasite that's very contagious that burrows into your skin and eats the tissue.
Yeah.
So the officers who touched them were rushed to the hospital for treatment, and the entire police department was evacuated so an exterminator could fumigate. Bed Bath & Beyond also threw out the bed and the sheets that the guys had contaminated. The guys are both facing several charges, including lewdness, criminal mischief, and marijuana possession. My only question with this is, what were Todd and Oscar doing up in Jersey?
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.